team, welcome back to the Mosaic Podcast. This is a place where we piece all the business and life lessons, one intentional piece at a time, to make something extraordinary. Okay, so today, this episode is going to be a short one, okay? Because really, I mean, from the title, the message is simple. It is like choosing creation over comparison. And I can just, it can be just it, right? I could just say, okay, choose creation over comparison. And bye, guys. No, I'm not going to do that because we still have some affirmations to go through and so on. But the message is super simple here because this topic is really holds many of us back. And that is the comparison game. It's like a sneaky thief that like comes in and steals your joy. And most of the time, you don't actually realize it, but you're doing it to yourself and it is limiting you. You are limiting yourself by comparing yourself to others, okay? But what if, right, instead of comparing ourselves to others, we were to shift our focus to creation, right? So what if every time we felt like we don't compare enough, we were to ask ourselves, what am I not creating enough of? So let's explore, okay, how to break free from the top of the comparison and really step into the action because, you know, it's our path. It's our path is uniquely ours. And it is time to start walking in with confidence by focusing on what we are creating rather than what other people are doing. Because the reason is, comparison, first of all, number one, point number one, comparison is an illusion. You only see and hear people's highlight reels every day anyways. Because you can never really truly compare yourself to someone else because you don't even see their struggles. You don't even see their sacrifices or insecurities. You know, so we know that social media shows us curated highlight reels. Even the most raw, the vulnerable moments I've seen are often strategically shared, my friends. Okay. I mean, you think that I come here in this episode and I have a great in this bubbly, you know, personality every single moment of the day. No, I have my own down times. The lessons that I'm sharing is because the lessons that I learned the hard way. Heck, when I was growing up, okay, the comparison was at high peak. That's how I grew up. And I learned along the way that that's a joy stealer. You know, I learned along the way that comparison game, you can never win. Comparison game, because there's always someone who's better, thinner, prettier, skinnier, wealthier than you. I mean, I'm sorry, no matter where you are. So that's a losing game. So why play that game? Besides, it's an illusion. So I'm kind of getting into my next main point. But really, the first point is it's an illusion because you don't know what's happening behind the scenes for that person that you're comparing yourself to. Okay, that's number one. Okay, number two, I want you to reframe comparison as awareness. Okay, that is one of the takeaways. Instead of feeling like you are behind, okay, use it as a tool to see what is possible for you. So if someone has figured out this health or fitness journey, make it so that, hey, this is something that is a proof that I can do the same. Okay, I want you to see comparison as an awareness rather than comparing, oh, why am I not there? See, look what they're doing. No. Oh, wow, that is possible for me too. There is a reason why this highlight reel of someone came into my contact. I don't even know what the struggles that they are going through, but whatever they have achieved that I'm comparing myself or I'm envying myself towards, maybe that's something that I'm aware now that it is something that I can achieve. Okay, that's number two. Number three, your comfort zone isn't always your best zone, okay? Because our brains are so wired for comfort and contentment. You know, that's their job. Our brain's job is to protect us from danger. If it is something like out of our comfort zone, okay, it gives us in a way to make our lives easier, right? But sometimes we need a reminder that what we are capable of. If you haven't listened to the episode about thoughts and going through our struggles and creating, turning those thoughts into winning thoughts, I want you to go ahead and listen to that episode, okay? I want you to win the game of thought management and remind yourself that you are capable of more. So seeing others succeed, it can create awareness, okay? But I want you to know that it is in you, that if you leave the comfort zone that you're in, it is an awareness of the comfort zone that you're playing, and start thinking about your thoughts that are keeping you in that comfort zone, and start thinking about how you can change your thoughts and shift it so you can feel more inspired. And then start shifting into that creation. So next time, my friends, I want you to catch yourself, okay? When you are creating, comparing, right? And pause and ask, what am I not creating? This is that, first of all, pause, okay? And first of all, tell yourself, this is an illusion. I don't know the reality of what this person is going through, first of all. But it has come to my attention for a reason. So now I am aware of what is possible for me. And this is a sign that maybe I am playing in my comfort zone and I need to be creating. So shift your energy from lack to possibility and creation. Okay? That is your takeaway. That is your key steps to follow. Every time you see someone, something that you're creating yourself or your belongings or whatever you have too. All right. I told you that I'm going to keep this episode super quick. Okay. And that is my promise. But I do want to go through some of the affirmations that I wrote down. I want you to repeat after me. I focus on what I can create, not on what I lack. My path is uniquely mine, and I honor my own progress. I choose action over comparison every single time. I am capable of creating the life I deserve. My energy is best spent building, growing, and evolving and creating. So I want you to take one action today, not tomorrow, not next week, but today. It doesn't have to be perfect or massive. I want you to just do something in the realm of creation that moves you towards what you want, what you're comparing to, my friends. And with that said, please like, subscribe to this episode. Go to my website, arzugazni.com. If you subscribe and give me your email list, first of all, I thank you for that. I think that's an honor. You're here and you're listening to me with I don't know how many thousands and millions of podcasts out there. I appreciate that. I honor that. I appreciate you. You're an amazing person. Okay. You are an amazing person. Okay. You're improving yourself. So if you give me your email address, I will keep that confidential, never share with anyone, but I will get you good quality content. Okay, you're going to be subscribed to my free giveaways. Okay, and then you'll be notified every time a new episode drops. With that, I hope you have a beautiful day. Go to my website, arzugazi.com. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to this podcast. Please review it. Would you please review it? I mean, you're listening to it, right? Let's have a bigger impact in this world with people like you, the like-minded people. Please review the podcast. Send me an email and tell me what you think about it. Comment. I would love to hear from you. You have a wonderful day. Make your mosaic pieces the most masterful, the most beautiful ever. I love you. I am out now till the next episode.